Roland hoped for the former, and with all his heart.
"Oi, you have to stay with Cantab for a little while. You'll be okay. He's a pal."
"Tab,"
the bumbler repeated. Tears fell from his muzzle and darkened the powdery surface where he stood in dime-sized drops. Roland found the creature's tears uniquely awful, somehow even worse than a child's might have been.
"Ache. Ache."
"No, I got a split,"
Jake said, and wiped at his cheeks with the heels of his hands. He left dirty streaks like war paint all the way up to his temples.
"No, ache.
I gotta. You stay with Cantab. I'll come back for you, Oi. Unless I'm dead, I'll come back."
He hugged Oi again, then stood up.
"Go to Cantab. That's him,"
Jake pointed.
"Go on now. You mind me?"
"Ache. Tab."
The misery in that voice was impossible to deny. For a moment, Oi stayed where he was, then, still weeping, or imitating Jake's tears, Roland still hoped for that, the bumbler turned, trotted to Cantab, and sat between the young man's dusty shore boots. Eddie attempted to put an arm around Jake. Jake shook it off and stepped away from him. Eddie looked baffled. Roland kept his watch-me face, but inside he was grimly delighted. Not 13 yet, no, but there was no shortage of steel there. And it was time. Henchik.
"Aye. Would you speak a word of prayer first, Roland? To whatever God thee holds."
"I hold to no God," Roland said. "I hold to the tower, and won't pray to that." Several of Henchik's Migos looked shocked at this, but the old man himself only nodded, as if he had expected no more. He looked at Callahan.
"Pair."
Callahan said, "God, thy hand, thy will." He sketched a cross in the air and nodded at Henchik.
"If we're going, let's go."
Henchik stepped forward, touched the unfound door's crystal knob, then looked at Roland. His eyes were bright.
"Hear me this last time, Roland of Gilead."
"I hear you very well."
"I am Henchik of the Mani Kra Redpath Asturgis. We are far seers and far travelers. We are sailors on Kar's wind. Would thee travel on that wind, thee and thine?"
"Aye, to where it blows."
Henchik slipped the chain of the Branny Bob over the back of his hand, and Roland at once felt some power let loose in this chamber. It was small as yet, but it was growing, blooming, like a rose.
"How many calls would you make?"
Roland held up the remaining fingers of his right hand.
"Two, which is to say twim in the eld."
"Two or twim, both the same," Henchik said. "Kamala, come too."
He raised his voice.
"Come, Mani, come, Kamala, join your force to my force. Come and keep your promise. Come and pay our debt to these gunslingers. Help me send them on their way. Now!"
7. Before any of them could even begin to register the fact that Ka had changed their plans, Ka had worked its will on them. But at first it seemed that nothing at all would happen. The Mani Henchik had chosen as senders, 6 elders plus Cantab, formed their semicircle behind the door and around to its sides. Eddie took Cantab's hand and laced his fingers through the Mani's. One of the shell-shaped magnets kept their palms apart. Eddie could feel it vibrating like something alive. He supposed it was. Callahan took his other hand and gripped it firmly.